Growing up, I loved playing computer games, but I have not found something in adulthood that scratches that same itch. Video games don't do it. I can't use that controller. It's just not it for me. But oh my goodness, I am so glad I recently started playing June's Journey. Okay, June's Journey is like I Spy meets Carmen Sandiego, meets The Sims, meets horror movies. It's so wild and it's so, so fun to play. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story taking you back to the glamour of the 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. Each new scene takes you further through a thrilling murder mystery story that sets the main protagonist, June Parker, on a quest to solve the murder of her sister and uncover her family's many secrets. June is fabulous. She has a fabulous little hat and feather in her cap. She's at this family estate on this gorgeous island that you can decorate, which you know that I love to do. And then as you're going, you go into different rooms of the house. You find clues that are going to lead to the suspicious murder of June's sister and brother-in-law. It's so dark. Like, you're looking for clues inside of a murder scene photo. But also, all I want to do is find the trophy and the riding crop and the muddy footprint that might be a clue about, wait, was there another person there? It's so intriguing. It's so fun. I love playing it. At the end of the day, just sitting on the couch, you know, that state of mind where you're not ready to go to bed yet. You don't want to be watching TV anymore. It's sort of just background noise. I want to be looking around my little island for clues. And that's why I love having June's Journey. Right now, I'm in the chapter where we are really uncovering some salacious information. There seems to have been a third person there the night of the murder. And that is not what we believed at the beginning. So, you know, I'm ready to figure out more about this mystery third person because I think it might be the key to everything. And so you better believe I'm about to dive back in, and you can do just the same. Escape reality and immerse yourself in the world of June Parker. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
This is Emily,
Henley,
and Sammy,
and you're listening to Too Scary, Didn't Watch.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Too Scary Didn't Watch bonus episode, our first bonus recap of 2024.
Wow. We're here, you guys. We're here.
I figured why not start 2024 off with a vessel movie, you know?
I mean, Sammy has a huge freaking vessel behind her right now. Oh my God. And she's taking a sip from her Titanic mug. She's fucking ready to go, you guys. 2024, vessel heads unite.
Yeah. Vessel heads aren't going out of style anytime soon.
Definitely not in Sammy's world.
So this is a good day for me. Henley, I'm very sad to report that you're probably not going to like this movie as much as I did.
Fucker.
Yeah, it's just so hard, you know? There's lots of kids in horror movies.
They're in every horror movie.
It's really hard to avoid.
They're also in every book I'm reading. They're also in every news story that pops up on my feed. It's just relentless, traumatizing information that I can't seem to escape. So might as well just do it in the comfort of friends, you know?
That's right. That's right. We'll get through this together, all of us together, because today's episode is Triangle, came out in 2009, written and directed by Christopher Smith. And this is neither here nor there, but I was like, Christopher Smith must be like the most common name in America.
Well, he's the director of Creep and Severance, right?
Yes, just not that Creep and not that Severance. But yes, he did direct a movie called Creep and a movie called Severance. But this was pre-2009, so those other Creeps and Severances came much later. So I guess they were probably ripping off Christopher Smith. But anyways, I looked up what is the most popular name, and it's James Smith.
Oh, James. I would have said John or
yeah, you would think John. Wait, isn't John, what's the one that has a nickname that doesn't make sense? Oh, Jack. You call like John Jack or no. Jack John.
Wait, no.
Like JFK, they call him Jack, but his name is John F. Kennedy.
Is that it?
I swear to God, they call him Jack. Yeah, Jack is a nickname for John, and it's like doesn't make any sense. I'm going to Google it right now to double check.
That is weird.
I am like fairly positive.
I think it's weird how Richard, a nickname for Richard is Dick.
Yeah, but that one, it's like at least Richard is two syllables and Dick is one syllable. It's like, what's the point of a nickname? That's this. It's like John or Jack are the same amount. I feel like nicknames are usually shortened versions of names.
Right. Or Jack is maybe sounds more fun. It's like John is for business. Jack is for partying.
That's true. All right. I'm back on board. And I am correct. I looked it up. Jack is a nickname of John. Very strange, but I support it because it is more fun. Mm-hmm. Jacks have more fun.
Jacks have way more fun than Johns. Absolutely.
This movie is starring Melissa George, Michael Dorman, Rachel Carpani, Henry Nixon, and Liam Hemsworth.
What?
And it is streaming on Peacock. Again, we did, what was last week's that was on Peacock?
Top Chef.
Peacock, that's what Cyrus says, right? Peacock. Peacock. It's on Peacock.
He says, Mommy Peacock.
And I was like annoyed that I had to get Peacock. Oh, it was Sick. Sick was a Peacock original. But I'm surprised to report I'm becoming a Peacock stan.
Slowly but surely, there's more and more things on Peacock. I am using it a lot these days.
I'm watching The Traitors, US and Australian versions. And the US version has a lot of stars from other reality shows and a lot of other Bravo shows, and all the Bravo stuff is on Peacock. And so getting to know these housewives is making me want to watch their seasons of Housewives.
I was about to ask you, have you ever been into Housewives?
No. I mean, every episode I've seen, I've loved.
I don't know where to start. I think that's my biggest issue is I
think you can kind of jump in anywhere. It's like there's, I mean, I've never watched it, so I guess I don't know, but
I want someone needs to tell me who knows, like,
that's
which,
true.
Which do I do? Real Housewives of New York? Is that where I start?
I think New York is a big one. Yeah. And has some good characters. They're also unhinged. So it's like, you can come in anywhere. And the way that I've done it is I've just like, whatever episode Jenna is on, I'll watch it with her if it comes up. And so it's a perfect way to do it. Cause I can be like, why are they fighting? And she can be like, oh, because Paris Hilton's aunt didn't come to the wedding or something like that. Like there is like that amount of backstory, but I still had a good time not knowing much.
Okay. Yeah. I really want to get into it. I'm very curious.
I'm going to start Vanderpump Rules from the beginning because of this whole, what's it called?
I don't know what the drama is there, but I see headlines.
Scandaval.
Yes. I see that all the time and I have no idea what it means, but I'm curious and I would definitely binge watch that. I would binge watch Vanderpump Rules in a heartbeat, but it feels like overwhelming. It feels like too much. It feels like a huge mountain to climb. You know,
it could be worth it, though, you know,
I think it might be
the trailers for the new season of Vanderpump Rules just got me thinking. So we'll see.
I have been to Pump multiple times because I've been to Sir and to Pump. Wait, it's called Pump, right? Am I just making that up?
Yes. Pump Vanderpump.
All of my friends who didn't live in LA when I lived at the time. Every single person who visited me in LA, huge housewife fan, only wanted to go to Sir or to Pump. That was the only thing any of my friends wanted to do.
That's the only time I went was when a friend was in town. That was like, we have to go to Sir. I was like, okay.
And then they saw people from the cast there. I had no idea who they were talking about.
Same. And I asked him for water and my friend was so mad at me. She was like, you're embarrassing me. It's like, isn't it his job? But he did like roll his eyes like, I'm too famous to be getting you water right now.
Actually a waiter? Was he a waiter?
Yeah, he was our waiter. I was like, I don't know, who the fuck else am I supposed to ask? But he did look like very miffed for me to ask for an additional thing.
That's really funny.
I don't know who it was though, but maybe I will once I watch the show and I'll report back.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, after talking shit on Peacock last week, or 2 weeks ago, whenever that was. I'm taken back. I'm eating my words.
Okay. Well, you can tell here that I'm stalling a little bit because I really don't want to know what you're talking about when you say I'm not going to like this movie.
Yeah. If it helps, I don't know why it would help, but I really loved this movie. And I think there are things.
Never helps.
Are things you might like, but it might be hard to appreciate given some other things that you're really not going to like.
Okay. I'm ready.
But we'll see. So Triangle has a 79% on Rotten Tomatoes and a 6.9 on IMDb. Nice.
Nice.
Budget was $12 million and it only got released in theaters in the UK. So it only made $1.3 to $1.6 million. It never got a US release. Bunk is looking like he's about to try some shit. Don't do it.
Bunk.
The movie is set in Florida, but it was shot in Australia. And these are all Australian actors doing American accents. I think all of them are. Melissa George is. Liam Hemsworth obviously is. I believe Michael Dorman is. And it's always a little strange when they do that. I guess in 2009, they just think it's more like marketable worldwide right. if everyone has American accents, I guess. Because it's like
but
this
it did,
movie.
Obviously didn't get released in the US, so who even cares?
Right, right. But I feel like hopefully that's becoming less of a thing and people are more willing to watch a movie where people are don't sound exactly like they do.
That would be wild. I want to hear people. All I want is to hear Australian accents.
That's
all
why
I want.
I'm watching The Traitors Australia. It's amazing.
That's why I follow so many Australian mommy bloggers.
Yeah.
I love it.
And another movie that recently did this that I also flagged was Better Watch Out, which I watched over Christmas, the Christmas slasher home invasion type thing that people recommended that I despised. But I think we'll have to do it next Christmas because I hated it that much that I like need to talk to you guys about it.
We got so many comments about Better Watch Out. People wanted to know what you thought about it.
Oh, I hated it. I talked about it a little bit on a little mini Sammy episode, but said that I want to do a full episode on it next Christmas. So everyone just put it in your calendars.
Okay. I'm marking it down right now.
But yeah, that's another one where they're all Australian doing American accents. Lindsay Lohan was almost cast in the lead role of this movie, which I feel like I don't think that would have worked well at all, but interesting to imagine.
Okay.
And that's all the trivia I have. We are going to watch the trailer at the end because it's a little spoilery, like even more spoilery than usual. So we will save that for the end. And let's just get right into the recap. Henley, do you want to take a big, deep breath before we climb aboard the Aeolus?
I'll be holding my breath the rest of the episode. Wish me luck.
Oh, God.
Sure. Why not?
All right. Let's get into it. If you would like to hear the rest of this episode, you are going to want to head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/TSDW podcast and join us in Tony fucking Collette's inner circle. There you'll gain access to all previous bonus episodes. We do weekly video trailer reactions. You'll get to vote for future episodes. It's a really great place to be. You're going to want to check it out. But if not, we will be back next week with a regular episode. Bye.